USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is heading up a congressional delegation to the southern border today as the spike in illegal immigration continues. The California Republican speaking just outside of El Paso, Texas.
The sad part about all this, it didn't have to happen. This crisis is created by the presidential policies of this new administration. There's no other way to claim it than a Biden border crisis.
The White House saying FEMA has arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border to help shelter illegal immigrant children. No flights are coming in or going out at the Denver International Airport at the moment. Runways will remain closed until 2 o'clock Mountain Time following a massive snowstorm over the weekend. The area saw just over 27 inches of snow. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Drug makers are continuing their research regarding COVID-19 vaccines and the vaccine being effective against preventing the more infectious UK variant and other variants across the world. Dr. Francis Collins is a director of the National Institutes of Health. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes one of the things that does continue to concern him is the COVID-19 variant.
If I have an anxiety, it's that something worse than the South African variant is out there. That will get to the point where the vaccines no longer appear to be fully protective against a bad outcome. And that will certainly drive us then to do a redesign of the vaccines as quick as we can.
President Biden is touting shots in arms and money in pockets. Today, Biden again promoting the nearly $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package, just as $1,400 checks are hitting American bank accounts and more vaccines are rolling out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
At least 3 people are dead and several others are hurt after a car plowed into a group of pedestrians near San Diego City College. Fire Chief Colin Stonewell is heartbroken by what happened.
A very tragic emergency and incident that impacts all of us and was just a tremendous effort by both law enforcement and fire to do their best.
San Diego police say a 71-year-old male driver struck the victims as they were walking into a tunnel that leads to the college campus. Lots of time being spent this Monday filling out those NCAA tournament brackets.
The bracket for the 2021 NCAA tournament has been released. Gonzaga is the number one overall seed in the tournament, getting the top seed in the West region. They're the fifth team to enter the tournament with an undefeated record and look to become the first undefeated champions since Indiana accomplished the feat in the 1975-76 season. Baylor is the number one seed in the South, with Illinois getting the top line in the Midwest region after winning the Big Ten tournament earlier on Sunday. Fellow Big Ten team Michigan is the number one seed in the East. This year's tournament will be unique because all 67 games will take place in the state of Indiana, with the bulk being held in and around Indianapolis. The tournament kicks off on Thursday with all 4 games of the first 4, before the first round proper starts on Friday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.